On June 6, 2003, the state legislature renamed the Illinois State Library Gwendolyn Brooks Illinois State Library. This poem, the naming, was written for and read on that very special occasion. Your ancestry is book country. Able bones crossing the Atlantic Ocean to discover white pages, protein, and protege in the Midland. In my first days of learning, I remember eyeglasses that joined your smile. I recall your fingers, long, thin, delicately brown and touchable, suited for turning book pages, appropriate for ink sculpturing on paper. Fingers connected to memory, a people, a culture, Chicago, and this state. Using the language of 47th Street, Springfield, and Cambridge, your poetry silenced us with its narrative love songs, ripe sources, and bone truths. Poems that governed the weather, invented eyes the colors of wheat, sky, coal, cabbage, soybean, and yes, created images out of empty pockets and kitchenettes. Art that reversed massacred thought, healthy words renouncing ignorance, providing a landscape of glorious literature, emphasizing lineage, liberty, and validation. Your discourse is of children, the four seasons, poetry that deciphers myths, your writing, the impulse to arrive at meaning, life-ringing idioms, bright calm, all accenting wisdom that affirmed in us the kindness of your grand spirit, the friendliness of ideas, melodies, and soap operas, a water, sun, and clean fire. Your language is of the necessity of carrot juice, broccoli, and fattening chocolate, of solitude, good pens, and fine paper, the labor of writers, poets, musicians, and underfed artists, of librarians, libraries, books, and break-even bookstores, the support of printers, editors, and struggling book publishers, of book festivals, newspapers, magazines, and twice-a-year quarterlies, the requirement of contemplation, dialogue with others, and reading on trains, of legislators thinking outside the prison of dark suits and half-stories. Our ancestry is book country and rich earth, galloping souls, and skillful dealmakers. We are becoming the portrait of your right words.